wait for my cue. Let it finish loading.
Sure.
Guys, can you cut sound on the game?
Yes.
And 3, 2, 1. Good evening, and welcome to the Diz Dads Podcast, episode number 62, coming to you live from Old Key West Resort at Walt Disney World. I'm your host, Aaron Ripmaster, and with me tonight around the room are Mark Pratt.
Hello, everybody.
Josh Haas, our intrepid producer.
Hello.
Scott Stradman.
Hello.
Mark Harbison. Sorry, Don Staten. Don, looking right at you and calling you Mark. Sorry for that.
Well, I am Captain Oblivious, too, so I'll be called Mark. Hi, guys.
Carl Finsel, our kind host.
Howdy.
Joe Masters.
Good evening, everybody.
Randall Hebert.
Hi, guys.
It's the first time Randall's been allowed to stay up late enough to talk with us.
No.
Paul Hodger. Oh, Paul's not here. Sorry. Eric Anderson.
Hey, everybody.
Chris Carroll.
Hey, everybody.
And do I introduce Joe yet? Yes. And we have a couple of new guests. Paul, yeah?
Yes, Paul.
And Ariel Masters.
Hi.
Oh, and?
Hi, it's Jody.
Diz wife. All right, so now that I've had a brief chance to catch my breath, hopefully this sounds all right to all of you out there listening, and hopefully there are a few of you there. We just are going to kind of open this wide. If you'd like to join the conversation, just hit me up in Skype. It's AJ Ritz. Most of you, or a lot of you, have been on the podcast before, have that in your contacts already. I apologize in advance if you get some echo when you call in. We're doing our best on the tech side. That's what had us delayed a bit. Meanwhile, I'm going to go ahead and bring some of our guys here joining us live for the podcast, and we thought we'd try and kind of bring you in on the experience that we've been having here at the first Diz Dads convention. So I think I'm going to grab Scott, who is closest to the guest mic. And Scott, why don't you just share a brief story, your favorite moment so far from Diz Dads convention 2013.
Favorite moment. Wow, that's a hard one because we've had quite a few good moments. Quite possibly our favorite moment is just that initial meet of my roommates for the week, you know, Chris at the airport hanging out waiting for 20 minutes so I could land and jump on ME together, and then meeting up with Carl, my gracious DVC host for Old Key West experience, and then I guess it was just amplified when everybody got together for a cold drink or two
or three or four.
Yeah, and no, it's been a great experience, great weekend.
All right, and Scott, why don't you pass the mic on down there to Don, and Don will share his favorite story so far of the week.
Favorite part of the week? I think it would have to be the Whispering Canyon Cafe dinner, because the meeting of all the dads together in one place with their families and seeing how we all interact together just as one big family, it was pretty awesome. And we did get from our waitress the kudos that we had the best ketchup yell of the year. So that was awesome.
Okay, but let's remember it's still the second week of January.
Well, you know, something to aspire to.
Yes, we've laid down the gauntlet, so to speak. All right. So, Mark, we have anybody queued up yet? All right. If you'd like to join us on the podcast, feel free to contact us on Skype. It's AJ Ritz on Skype. All right, sorry about that. That should cut down on some of the echo there. All right, so there's already been some talk making the rounds on the Facebook discussions, I noticed. People talking about maybe wanting to do this again, some of the folks who missed out. So maybe I'll take some feedback from some of the guys around here. What do you think? Do we need to do this again?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah, this is Randall, and I'm fine to do that as long as Carl's not there.
Well, now, Randall, what's the problem with Carl being there?
You know, all he's done since he's shown up here is given me nothing but grief for wearing my Ravens gear. Now, my team wins, so I should wear the gear. But he gives me nothing but grief. I mean, isn't that right, Carl?
Randall, I told you, I was rooting for your team. I was rooting for them to lose.
Carl, as I said many times, nobody cares what you say.
Well, sure we do. Every once in a while, Carl will say, hey, can I get you a beer?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see who else we have around here in the room who hasn't shared their thoughts with us yet. Eric, how about you? Eric's one of our runners. He survived his half marathon. You running more tomorrow?
No. I felt like a real sense of accomplishment until I was walking around today and everybody asked me, are you going to run again tomorrow? No, I'm not going to run again tomorrow. Thanks for making me feel lazy. That's great. I appreciate it. No, but the race day was great. We had really excellent weather, I thought. And all of the Diz Dads who ran finished alive in one piece, which is always a plus.
Yeah, and somewhat surprising, given that Tim was running.
Yeah, really.
I actually saw Tim today at dinner and noticed that he was able to stand. So that was a surprising and welcome sight that he was actually able to stand. So, Eric, you ran your race, but what was the best part of having your fellow Diz Dads around for the event? I think Carl's now changed clothes for the third time since we started. Eric, go ahead.
Watching the Golden Globes.
You mean we're not on TV?
Carl said three costume changes.
I really liked the Whispering Canyon dinner the first night. It was a very sarcastic table, I found, and that suited everybody really, really well, including CJ's daughter, who was there. She was keeping up with everybody else in the sarcasm department. So it was really nice to have everybody get together like that and sort of all fall into that humorous ribbing and really seeming to enjoy everybody's company.
All right, looks like we've got our first caller. So we'll see whether this works on the tech side, but hopefully, Darcy McKillop, you're here with us live. Can you hear us, Darcy? Can you hear us, Darcy? I don't think so. Or either that, or we can't hear him.
Hey, Josh, go ahead and edit right here.
All right. Well, while Mark works on the tech side there to try and bring Darcy in live, I'm going to see whether any of the dads here have any suggestions for things that maybe we didn't get to this time that they'd like to see in a Diz Dads Convention Part 2, since that conversation has started. And I'm going to drag Chris in here and get some suggestions for maybe what we need to do in Diz Dads Convention Part 2.
Well, one thing I really liked is I loved the opening dinner. I definitely think we need to do that again. Having one big opening dinner that we can all join was really a great thing. It was just wonderful to have 50 of us in one place. Even though we weren't all at the same table, it was just a great experience. And even though we weren't foresighted enough to take a picture, it still was a wonderful night that is burned into all of our memories, if not at least on paper or digitally. But that was one thing that went really well, I thought. I loved the rides. Those were fun things, the ride meets. We really seemed to get the hang of them today with the dinosaur ride and the safari ride. We really did seem to get the hang of those in terms of getting ourselves all organized. So that was nice.
Yeah, I wanted to share that I really liked those two meetups there at Animal Kingdom. We got a nice crowd to both of them. They were, you know, chances for families to interact. The kids were getting along really well, and that was nice to see. All right, we're going to try and get Darcy live now via Skype. Darcy, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Hey, more importantly, we can hear you too.
Great.
So was there something specific you wanted to chat with us about, or do you want to answer one of the questions?
I just wanted to...
We've got a lot of pizza rolls, Darcy.
Sorry, I'm getting a lot of echo. I just wanted to thank you guys for posting all the pictures and keeping us all up to date what's going on. And particularly thank Randall for all his penguin pictures. A little bit of both, Randall.
Well, I have to thank you, Darcy, for sending them to me. The advance attack battalion of the Canadian penguins went over quite well down here at Disney World.
Well, we Canadians like to take over Disney World. Hope you guys have a good time.
Which one did you like the best?
The one in Morocco is probably the best.
Cool.
All right, and so Darcy, what's it going to take to get you to a DizDaz convention?
Probably a different time of the year, perhaps. A little bit easier for me with the family to go in late June, July, but other than that, I'm not really sure. I'd love to be there with you guys. Great for me. I'm in a cold climate.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Darcy, and we appreciate the comments. I'm glad you're listening.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. All right. You know, that reminds me, one of the things that we wanted to talk about, you know, this is 62 podcasts in. Just about, we're approaching, believe it's going to be is it 1 year or two? We're getting close to 2 years. You know, the number of podcasts makes it hard because we switched from the biweekly to the weekly, and so now they add up a lot faster. But we've now got almost 2 years of podcasts under our belts, and we thought we'd ask our listeners a little bit about, you know, what their favorite things that we've done on the podcast so far, maybe help us plan going forward. So if anybody listening wants to call in and talk about their favorite DizDads podcast moment, we'd love to hear it. Also, I'd take comments from anybody here who's live at Casa Carl and has a particular favorite DizDads podcast memory to share. Anybody? All right. Joe, you got one for us? Hey, meanwhile, Scott, can you grab me a beer?
So, thinking about, you know, I kind of came into the game a little late, earlier part of this year, and I started catching in on the podcast, and I definitely want to say that, you know, the My Walt Disney World series we did along all of the rides and things that I believe Nate kind of sponsored, if you will, was a really good series. I think that really helped a lot of people understand where we stand about the rides that are or the best in Disney World, if you will. We'll throw that word out there that got I got overused and turned into a bad word almost, and that was quintessential. But it was a good series, you know. It a little bit long. It took up a couple of months' time, but other than that, we really enjoyed listening to the breakdown every week and switching out dads and everybody giving their separate opinions. I get everybody got a good chance to play, so that was probably my favorite part of the series.
All right, thanks for that, Joe. That was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it a lot too, and it's what prompted us to move to the weekly format. So we can thank it for that as well. All right, we're gonna.
Hey, Eric, can you hear me?
Yeah, we've got another caller here, Matt Birchfield. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling in. Did you have a favorite moment you wanted to share with us?
Hey, Aaron, how are you guys doing? I'm doing well. The audio's cutting in and out, so if I'm yelling, I apologize in advance.
So go ahead and share with us, what was it, one of your favorite podcast moments or something like that? Was there something particular you wanted to talk to us about?
I really liked Nate's setup where he had the Sweet 16 and everything. Just hearing everybody's point of view on that, yeah, I kind of echoing what was just said earlier, but I really enjoyed that whole series.
Yeah, we're at this point looking at bringing the tournament format back in the summer again, so watch for some form of tournament coming again this summer.
Excellent.
All right, and anything else you'd like to see from us going forward?
You know, it's hard to tell. There are so many things that, you know, some of us have done and some of us have not done, and we just kind of bounce around. You know, there's just too much to cover.
Well, that's a good thing. That means that I actually have another topic when I get set to record again.
Right. There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Matt. We're glad you're listening.
Yeah, glad you guys had a good time, and hopefully I'll be able to show up next year.
Well, we're hoping for that.
Yep. Hey, good job on arranging all this, by the way.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thank you. Yep.
See you guys.
Bye, Matt. That moan you heard collectively from the room here was Don's farewell to welcome Matt.
He's
not still on, but you can talk to him live.
All right, Matt. Hey, I just want to let you know that next year, if we do have this, you can come up to Norfolk and we'll fly together. I don't know if it'll be on me, but we'll think about that.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Matt. We appreciated that. Anybody else who wants to call in, we'd love to hear from you as well. And we've got another caller ready to roll.
Hello?
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, now turn down your Mixler feed and listen on Skype, and you won't get quite so much.
There. Effect. Is that better?
Probably on your end. We're just learning to tolerate the echo on our side.
All right.
So was there anything in particular you wanted to chat about, Scott?
Well, I wanted to find out about Stewart sightings.
Ah.
I was the first one to have a Stewart sighting. I wanted to find out about how you guys have handled Stewart sightings.
That's
while you're
a really
there.
Good question. Great question. All right. So, guys around the room here, raise your hands if any of you got a chance to meet Scott. For those of you listening who don't know him, Scott is the – or I'm sorry, Stewart is the son of our overseas Diz dad, Paul Lawson, and he's over here on the International College Program working in the UK Pavilion. And so we've made it a mission for as many Diz Dads as possible to get by and meet up with Stuart, and it's a new sort of check-in for Diz Dads. So how many managed to check in with Stuart this week at some point? Anybody?
None of us. He's off.
Okay, so the timing has been bad. He's been off, but he comes back to work tomorrow. Now, I'll be in Epcot tomorrow. I don't know if anybody else will be there with me, but I'm going to make sure to stop by. Ariel, you going to be at Epcot for a while tomorrow? Excellent. Oh, that's right. You guys are having lunch with us. Good. So Joe and Ariel and I will be stopping in to say hi to Stuart. And Scott, I think we still are not sure that we believe you actually met Stuart, because I don't think there was a picture.
There was a picture. It's on the Facebook page.
Okay.
It was the awkward smile picture.
Oh, that's right. That's when he was still a little shocked that there were people actually coming up and doing that.
Yeah, I think he had only been there maybe a week or maybe 2 weeks. And he didn't really know that we were all going to be stopping in to see him yet.
Okay, okay. All right, so all credit. You got him, Scott. You were the first, and we'll all try and check in with him. And any of you listening, if you're a Diz Dad, feel free, stop by the UK Pavilion, look for Stuart, and tell him that you're there to say hi from the Diz Dads. We have a growing collection of photographs of dads posing with Stuart in the UK Pavilion or around it.
And I would like to see a penguin with Stuart. Can we do that this week?
I don't know, Randall.
Well, we're in Epcot tomorrow, so it's real possible if Stuart's going to be there, we'll do what we can.
All right, so we're going to.
But the penguins have been pretty unruly lately. You know, they're Canadian, don't you know, eh?
All right, so we're going to try and add to the legacy of checking in with Stuart in the UK. And thanks for reminding us about that, Scott. We'll make sure we take care of that tomorrow.
You bet. And I look forward to hanging out with you guys down there next year.
Look forward to having you.
See you later.
See you later. Who's up next? All right. Looks like we have Philip Holt waiting to talk. So, Philip, you there? All right, well, while we're waiting to... Oh, there's Philip. You there, Philip?
Yep, I'm here. How are you all doing?
Turn down your Mixler feed there. Turn the volume down, and it'll go a little easier.
All right. Think I got it.
There we go.
How are you all doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Doing good. I was wondering what y'all thought about New Fantasyland since y'all been down there.
Yeah, New Fantasyland comments. We checked out a bunch of it. I have to tell you that my kids were blown away by the Enchanted Tales with Belle meet and greet. I know some people were kind of down on it a bit, but my kids really loved it. I don't know. Did anybody else have kids here who tried it? Most of the guys with younger kids aren't here today, so... All right. So we got there, enjoyed a lot. We're also very impressed with just the whole design of the area. You got some help there, Philip, on your call?
Is that guy you're talking to?
My daughter is very curious about this, about the podcast.
Your daughter's excited about it. Well, she should be excited about New Fantasyland because it definitely is a lot of fun, especially the girls love it. And my son didn't complain too much. Chris, was something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that I really wanted to go see Fantasyland, but Scott insisted that we should not see the new Fantasyland without our daughters, and it was more important too, and I reluctantly agreed, or maybe it was the other way around, I can't remember. One of those.
A little bit. And I know that we have a few people who got a chance to eat at Be Our Guest restaurant. Randall, I think, was particularly fond of it. Randall, you want to tell us a little bit about Be Our Guest?
Yes. We had dinner there with Terry and his family, Terry Hawkins, and it was wonderful. We ate in the West Wing. Let's try that again. We ate in the West Wing, and it was just so delicious. The decor, the ambiance, the service was just excellent. I had ordered the steak, and it has got to be one of the best steaks I've ever had. Not just Walt Disney World, anywhere. Ruth Chris, Morton's, one of the best steaks I had. A lot of fun. The Beast came in, said hi. We were able to get pictures with him. He didn't care for me. I didn't care for him, but that's okay. So I still have the scars, but it was really a lot of fun. I felt it was well worth it. And more than anything, to be able to drink alcohol in the Magic Kingdom without having to sneak it in was just awesome.
Best trip ever. Best Disney trip ever.
Aaron, I got a question for you.
Sure.
So we do this next year. We're going to do it down here again, or are we going to do it someplace else?
You know, that's a really good question. A couple of comments. First of all, probably not next year, in calendar year. Timing is difficult. The discussion that's been happening in Facebook, and it seems to be starting to even coalesce a little bit, we're talking maybe about trying to do this on 18-month cycles so that we can do it, you know, 1 year. It'll be in this kind of early January time period for the folks who prefer the low crowds and the cooler weather. And then the next one would end up happening in sort of early June for the folks who are waiting for kids to get out of school. And it still isn't too terribly hot, too terribly busy. You can still do groups. In terms of location, you know, Disney World versus Disneyland versus, that's a harder question. Disneyland is difficult to do groups. It can be done. It's just a little more challenging. I think there is some sentiment that one of these coming up will probably be a cruise. All right, we'll look into that as a possibility. I would say that probably the next time we'll be back in Disney World, and then maybe after that we'll look at a cruise.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
But hey, that none of that set in stone. That's just kind of what's bubbling in my head after it came up on Facebook today, and I'd love other people's comments.
Hey, Aaron, if I could interject for a second.
Sure.
I just wanted to say a big shout-out to you for arranging all this. I know it's a lot of work, ton of work. Just kind of helping you out over the last couple of months. I know you've been kind of overwhelmed with this thing, and we all just we really appreciate it. It's been an absolute blast to be able to come out here and meet all you guys. And so, sincerely, I really appreciate all the work that you've put into this, and it was a huge success, I believe.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
Here's to Aaron.
Salute.
Hey, I appreciate that. And I got to say that, you know, it was absolutely worth it. It's been a great experience, and I'm really enjoying our week. We've still got one more day at theme park, so I'm not going to say it's over yet and talk about it being great because, you know, we still got another day to continue getting better. So,
Barry, your party's over.
Uh-oh. Pack it up. Quick. Hide the liquor.
Yeah, that was the fat Steeler singing over there.
All right, so we've been talking about, you know, podcast highlights. We've been talking about convention highlights. Let's continue to talk about, you know, things that we could continue to do better at the Diz Dads podcast, things that you'd want to see more from us. I think I saw a reference in the chat briefly, somebody talking about the sort of top five type podcasts that we do. Anybody have some top five topics they'd like to see us cover? Anybody here in the room? You all had one too many beers already? You know, we just recorded that one and released it just before the Diz Dads convention on purpose, because we figured that way, you know, you'd be arriving armed and ready. Actually, there are pictures of beer from Whispering Canyon Cafe, if you'll recall. We toasted Zerse. Ah, top 5 times to visit. That's good. I like that. Interesting. We'll have to make a note, Mark. Help me remember that. All right, 5 ways to make your trip easier. That's a great suggestion. Let's see. 5 drinks around the world. That's a good one. I don't know. Ariel, you're sitting there in the back. We've got a Diz kid here. Ariel, what would you like to hear from us? Ariel would prefer not to appear live on the Diz Dads podcast.
How about top 5 Disney secrets? Did we do that one yet?
Oh, no, that's good, and that one's repeatable.
Well, there wouldn't be secrets if we did them, now, would they?
No, Barry, they would not be secrets.
We'd have to call them secrets revealed. All right, we've got another caller here waiting to come on. So, Dave Compton.
Hey, Dave.
He's on the thrill cam, too. Oh.
All right. So, Dave, can you hear us? Dave Compton's calling in, but he's having some technical difficulties.
Dave, would you like a pizza roll?
No, it's supposed to be on. Yeah, Carl, red light means on in the audiovisual world. Dave has now run away hiding. So we're going to come back to the group here live. And let's see, let's ask, somebody who's got their kids here. So Barry, who hasn't talked to us yet, come on up to the mic, Barry. And why don't you share with us your favorite Diz Dads convention experience that you shared with your kids as you peek at the Packers game?
All right, say that again, I was watching the game.
your favorite Diz Dads convention experience that you shared with your kids?
I think I shared about everything with the kids. We haven't, except for coming to the podcast here and tucking them into bed first, I think they've been along for everything. They're really big fans of Carl for some reason. Yeah, I mean, they've liked hanging with all the guys. They thought it was a good time, lots of fun.
Hey, Bear, by the way, did you check out your screensaver?
Yeah, I changed it already.
All right, so let's throw another topic out to the group here as we're waiting for Dave to fix his technical difficulties. And let's see. Randall got us rolling on a good topic. Your favorite meal experience during the Diz Dads convention. Favorite meal of the Diz Dads convention. Carl?
All of them.
Okay, that's really useful, Carl.
Yeah, it's on.
Somebody want to share their favorite meal at Diz Dads convention? Best food? Best
player? I'm still hurting from that shrimp pile I took down at Ohana's.
Really? Because, you know, I'm doing just fine, and my shrimp tower was taller than yours.
Taller. Mine was longer.
I believe I had the height on you.
Can we combine them meals, Aaron?
There are photos to prove that, too, by the way. Yeah, sure, Carl. Go ahead. Combine them if you need to.
I would have to say we did beer garden, rolled out a beer garden, went over to the cellar for dinner. And between the two, music to the mouth.
Oh, now I understand better. You couldn't really separate them after you'd done both.
Exactly.
Best
And that's after doing 15 Beverleys.
See,
you mix Beverly and schnitzel?
See, the biggest mistake was not the doing the Beverly challenge in between, because then you could, you know, clear room out.
We did it before.
That would be poor planning on your part.
Beverly, red cabbage, and sauerkraut.
Nice.
Yet another reason I'm glad I wasn't sharing the bachelor pad. Oh, and then followed it with Soren.
I bet it didn't smell like oranges, did it?
They had a new scent.
All right, well, somebody besides Carl has to have eaten something here at Walt Disney World during the Dizdads convention, so somebody else who had something they enjoyed.
I had everything Carl had, but I think Le Cellier was fabulous. I think half the people had the filet with the mushroom risotto, which was great. A couple of us had that bone-in ribeye, which was fabulous. Everyone on the table, all six of us had cheese soup, which is awesome. And it was just a great all around meal. And I know that restaurant gets a little bit of a bad rap for bad service sometimes, but it was not the case this time. The food was cooked perfectly. The service was fast. They did a great job.
All right, well, that sounds great, and it sounds like Dave has fixed his technical issues, so let's bring Dave back on live. Hey, Dave.
Dave's not here.
I can't do that, Dave.
You there with us, Dave?
No. Who can do a good Dave impression?
All right, Dave's still having technical problems. If somebody wants to call in, please feel free. The line is clear because we're giving up on Dave. All right, let's see. Somebody else who hasn't talked to us yet? Scott? We can still talk about food.
Well, I'm jumping on the Carl and Chris bandwagon because I ate everything that they ate, too, with the exception of the Beverleys. I wasn't touching the Beverly. I tried it, but, I wasn't doing 15 of them. I'll let my Nemi have the old record and my roommates have the new one. But yes, the Epcot eating experience between Beer Garden and Le Cellier was quite a day. And throw in three trips on Soarin' and two on Test Track, and it was a great experience. And
the phone call to the phone call. Tell that story.
And a great time standing outside of the UK watching some folks around the phone booths and. Randall decides to call one phone booth, and there's a gentleman that answers the phone, and Randall puts on his best British accent, which was not so great, but plausible, passable, and proceeds to tell the gentleman to place a $10 bill on top of the phone booth. What does the gentleman do but reach on top of the booth to try to obtain maybe other $10 bills that were left there.
It didn't happen.
Yeah. It's forever ingrained in our minds. But our Rosencrown sit-down was another great time of, you know, good drink and good people to share it with.
It was good for some of us.
Carl, you got something you want to add?
Tim's stomping of Team Barry.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that Barry crossed that finish line
10 minutes before Tim.
He was being kind.
He has two broken legs, I heard.
Yeah.
No, he's getting around just fine.
Who came back all bloodied up?
I'm fine now.
He beat you up.
His arms are attached, I can tell.
Facts are facts. Team Barry rules.
Where's Tim at?
All right. If anybody wants to call in, we'd love to talk to you a bit more. Happy to take live callers. Otherwise, you'll have to listen to us, continuing inane banter. We're approximately an hour into the scheduled broadcast. Sorry we were on a little bit late. But I do want to mention before we forget to do that that the Diz Dads podcast is sponsored by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel, and they're the ones who helped make this convention happen. So big thanks to Suzanne Hayes and Fairy Tale Journeys. Thanks.
So you don't even have to add sound effects.
All right, so Randall, the crowd is demanding to hear the accent, so we're going to have to pass the mic around to hear the... Oh, in stereo.
Hello. This is the UK calling the US. Is this the US? What? US. Am I calling the US? No. Okay, the United States, I am not speaking to with the United States. please, no cow jokes, please. No cow jokes. Okay, when we were doing this, Carl is in front of me. He's bent over sideways laughing so hard, I couldn't keep it straight any longer. I started laughing. The guy hung up and stepped out.
Well, we're staying about 10 feet from him. This is not the brightest guy in the world.
He could be listening.
So, no, Darcy.
We could not have been any closer to him.
Some guys could be listening.
So that's my bad British accent.
All right, we may have a live caller here in just a minute. We're trying to connect up with Nate live in the Magic Kingdom.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Nate.
Hey. I've broken Space Mountain.
You broke Space Mountain?
Yeah. I'm in the queue, and I was fixing to be assigned to see, and it broke. At least the Alpha side.
So did you get broke down on the ride or waiting to get on?
No, not on the ride. I was fixing to get on.
So
I think they're fixing to move.
That was
I think they're fixing
to move
us over to
the podcast.
Yeah. So, hi, everybody.
Nate.
I say, Nate.
It's Carl. I hope you enjoyed that Dole Whip.
He can't hear you unless you're talking that mic.
Hey. Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, no, he's still here. He's just not listening to you, Carl.
It was good. Tried one today. It was good.
If you want to follow me, we're going
to
put you on the other side.
They're moving us.
You go ahead and move then.
All right, let's
talk at you. Calling in, Nate.
All right, later.
Yeah, so we have seen a few tour groups around, and it's been interesting watching the standby wait times like go from 20 minutes to 50 minutes to 15 minutes as the bolus of Brazilian tourists pass through the ride, much like Ohana Shrimp. Yeah, so I don't know. Anybody have a favorite tour group story from this week to share?
Carl's got one. It's not TV. They can't see this.
Carl's acting out the common side of watching a tour group leader feeding a fast pass machine. I think I saw at one point as we approached to ride. It was Big Thunder Mountain, and Big Thunder Mountain went down the first day that we were here. Thunder Mountain went down. The tour leader is trying to explain how angry she is to the ride operator, which is really useful when the ride has gone down, and is shaking in his face about a 2-inch-high stack of fast passes with current return times for Big Thunder Mountain. I'm not sure why she thought that that would make the ride start operating sooner, but she felt the need to tell him that. Yeah, Chris? Excellent.
I don't have a Brazilian tour story, but I do have a good one about we did see Push, the talking trash can, in a place that I don't think I've ever seen him before, and talking to other people online, at least, I don't think I've ever seen him before. He was not there before. He was on the bridge going into Tomorrowland, so he was firmly on the main Magic Kingdom side, yeah, of that bridge. He was not anywhere near Tomorrowland, so that's kind of an unusual spot to see him. And nobody was around him. He was just all by himself until we went up to him, except for one guy behind him in a baseball cap, and it had a bag over his shoulder. Kept putting his hand over his mouth. I don't know what was going on with that, but we did get a very nice picture of us with the magic, the castle in the background, yeah.
Stalker. All right, we've got another caller coming in live, Adam Dale. Hey, Adam, with us on Skype?
Yeah, hey, guys. I finally got the phone working. Sounds like y'all guys are having a blast. Very jealous we didn't get to come. But somebody mentioned earlier in the chat thing one of the topics for discussion would be the pros and cons of on-site versus off-site, especially for long stays.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point because we had an interesting mix of that on this particular trip among the group here. We had a couple of guys who were off-site. I know Terrence Hawkins, who just headed home. I guess they headed back today, but they've been at Walt Disney World since just before New Year's, and they were on property for a few days and then moved off. I know that Don's off property this time. Let's see, there were James Goodman was off property staying with a friend this time. So we've got a good mix here, and I think it's an interesting topic.
How did you guys like the new test track?
New test track. I have not been to Epcot yet. That's our stop tomorrow. Anybody ride new test track? All right. Who wants to tell Adam about their experience on new test track? Okay, Carl's only comment is don't let Scott build your car. Which, of course, is interesting being that Scott's the car salesman.
Hey, it was a Chevy. I was trying to kibosh it.
So, I guess, Randall, you're stuck with the mic in your hand. Tell us about new test track.
Well, I did the fast pass side, and I was able to design my car. Gave me, I think, two steps to design the car. I think on the regular standby line, there's 5 steps or something like that. And then you get on the ride. Your ride is a lot of Tron imagery going on with it. It's pretty neat. Had the clear screen displays, which were pretty cool. And then it was the standard test track that they had just modified. But it was still pretty awesome to ride it, and the concept cars that Chevy had put out there were pretty awesome. So I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Something you want to add, Carl?
They just need to make a little addition to your selections. There was no spinner options. Spinners were not an option for the wheels. Unacceptable. Take care of it, Mike.
Now, I was under the impression that spinners were only available on the boat trailer package. I'm sorry, say that again.
I thought that was an option on
the splash. Who knows what the options are in Splash Mountain? All I see is the scaffolding. That is the one downside of the January trip is that despite the weather deciding that it would be sort of, you know, September, October standard weather, we still had the major water attractions closed. So Splash Mountain was down and Cali River Rapids was down. So we didn't get to experience those, although it appears that Splash is getting, you know, one of those longer, bigger refurbishments. Hopefully they'll get some of those animatronics cleaned up and back in sync. You know, while we're on the topic of new attractions, we touched a little bit on New Fantasyland. We talked about the restaurant, Be Our Guest. I mentioned Enchanted Tales with Belle. By the way, important tip, if you have a Belle fan daughter, and so you have to do, you know, it's a must-do to do Enchanted Tales with Belle, make it the very first thing on your touring plan. I have never seen a line back up the way that line backs up. It's worse than the old Dumbo line. It went from about 15-minute wait to a 60-minute wait before the first hour in the park was up.
Aaron, there's one thing that's a rumor about that ride, too, that if you don't participate in the skit, so if you just watch it, then you won't get to take a picture with Belle afterwards. Is that true?
It appears that is partially true, but not exactly. Okay. The issue is that they're trying to move people through, and because of the way the attraction works, they do the experience where they pick, and basically anybody who wants a part in the show gets one. They've got all kinds of extra pieces that they can, you know, right, hand out to include people. The point at which it would get difficult is if you've got a child who's really shy, and so didn't want to be up in front of the group, but still wanted the picture.
Right,
with
that's
them.
What they're saying online, that if you have a child who's really shy and doesn't choose to participate but just wants to watch, and they won't get to take a picture with Belle afterwards.
Yeah, and that really just is dependent on how quickly the line moves through and how quickly pictures go, because the problem is that they've got the next group waiting to come into the room.
Right. And whether you slip Belle a $20 bill.
Actually, I think the key person in that interaction is the PhotoPass photographer.
Slip him a 20?
I don't her? Think it could hurt. Okay. All right. All right, I think we've got Nate trying to call back in from the Magic Kingdom. Hey, Nate. I believe we are riding along live with Nate. This is definitely first on the Diz Dads podcast.
That's enough, man.
Yeah, the really weird part is he's on Small World.
On the bus?
All right, clearly a first. We've got a live ride along. Nate, you there? Oh, we lost him.
Oh.
All right, so we just had a live ride along with Nathan Trent on Space Mountain. Thanks for that, Nate, I think. All right. Let's see. Where were we? So usually y'all don't get to hear when I lose my train of thought during the podcast because Josh fixes it first.
Well, there's Dave's request.
Oh, that's right. We do have a request from Dave that he texted in to Randall here. Dave would like us to go over the top five bathrooms of Walt Disney World. Dave, we'll have to save that one for when you appear on the podcast because you're clearly the expert. So as soon as you get us scheduled.
Don't want to call in because he doesn't have anything to say.
He said you guys are doing great. I said, call in. He says, I don't have anything to say. He just did. That hasn't stopped us.
All right. Oh, and I remember where I was. We were talking New Fantasyland. We got sidetracked a little bit on Enchanted Tales with Belle. And the issue of the picture if you're not in the show. It's just going to be a crapshoot, I think, and it's going to depend on how many kids wanted to be in the show and how many are there and how their timeline's going, because part of the problem is they've got to move the next group into the room to do the show. And so that's why there's not time built in to do pictures with people who aren't in the show, because the way they conclude the show actually is to have the kids come up and do the pictures. So that's Enchanted Tales with Belle. Oh, and Scott's calling back. You there, Scott?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Long time listener, second time caller. Favorite bathrooms. My vote, Fantasyland, New Fantasyland, number one. Enough said.
Wait. I didn't realize we were breaking it down that way, but okay.
Hey. Somebody said rank them, so I'm ranking them.
All right. So your favorite is the New Fantasyland bathroom. Now, I didn't test this one yet, but I understand that the new Storybook Circus bathroom is getting high marks as well.
Did anyone try the Butterbeer? The Disney Butterbeer?
The LeFou's Brew. Did anybody try it?
I passed on the complimentary LeFou's Brew in the bathroom. Sorry.
All right. First of all, one strike for passing on the complimentary anything. But Randall, why don't you enlighten us on LeFou's Brew? So your opinion is it was just
the pork shank was Randall. Awesome. But I'm going to let my wife, Cinderella, because I'm Cinderella's fella.
Right, we got that.
Rimshot, anybody? Anybody? Tell her about what she thought about it.
Randall?
Nobody cares.
You got 20 hours to be my friend, Carl.
Only 12 left.
Oh. Is that all right?
Sure, it was just fruit juice with,
a marshmallow.
Marshmallowy foam on top.
Yeah, apple cider.
It was okay.
Like
it was okay.
So the official Hebert household says that it was okay.
All right, so it was okay. Wasn't anything special, I guess, is what we're hearing. I know some people have enjoyed it a lot. Chris, you wanted to add? That's right. So let's let everybody in on the little secret here. You see, at the beginning of the DizDad convention, Nathan Trent and his son and Randall made a side trip to the dark side and hit up the Wizarding World of Harry Potter over at Islands of Adventure. And Randall?
We had a wonderful time. The place was crowded, though. If you're going to go do Hogworth, you got to get there early and... you know, get out early. It's just madhouse. We weren't able to do any rides. It just, the lines were just way too long. Butterbeer has a great thumbs up. It's wonderful. And we were in Honeydukes and we were buying the beans of every flavor and chocolate frogs and all the wonderful Harry Potter candies and stuff to take home. And we were ringing out and the young lady who was ringing us out told us to have a nice day. I told her, well, you have a magical day. And she looked at me and said, you're at the wrong park. I told her, I think since I'm in the wizarding world of Harry Potter, I thought there would be some magic over here. So,
nicely done, Randall. Nicely played. All right. So, New Fantasyland, we hit on Enchanted Tales. We hit on the LeFou's Brew, the Pork Shank, Little Mermaid. Anybody ride the new Mermaid ride? Okay, back to Randall again. We rode it. Ariel, you have comments? Oh, you didn't ride it yet. All right, Monday.
It was great. It's the journey of the Little Mermaid, start to finish. Basically, it's the movie and animatronics. The music's great. The lighting's great. The whole ride, clamshell. Like in Finding Nemo and the Haunted Mansion. Just a lot of fun, very upbeat, very nice. A lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it. I videotaped it the first time I went through it and still watch it and think it's a lot of fun. So, well worth the ride. The interactive queue, though, is awesome. Fast Pass will take you past that, but the interactive queues, they have these little, like a globe or a lantern that you're underwater, so there's crabs in them, and the crabs will interact with you. They'll bring stuff out, and you tell it's okay. It matches what the collection that is there, or no, that doesn't match, take it back. So it keeps you occupied as you're going through the queue, and it's a lot of fun. We enjoyed it. We actually didn't need to go through that part, but we went through it anyway just to play with the crabs, and they wouldn't hold my penguins either.
Yeah, you know, we enjoyed it. We went through it. What I kind of liked about it and didn't like about it at the same time, but the one hand, I liked seeing Imagineering with lots of animatronics again and, you know, a lot of three-dimensional motion, you know, actual moving characters as opposed to screens, because we get a lot of new attractions, a lot of screens, and I liked seeing more, you know, real animatronics. On the flip side, I thought that in some areas they could have gone a step further with the animatronics. They were maybe a little too simplistic. They were, you know, one-dimensional movement, and it would have been nice to see a little more complex movement, particularly out of things like, you know, when you're confronted with Ursula. She wasn't quite as intimidating maybe as she could have been.
It would have been nice to see all her tentacles moving.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, yeah. The threatening tentacles, something along those lines would have taken it to that extra level that you like to see from Disney. But it was solid and a good addition to New Fantasyland. Let's see. What is there anything we haven't hit yet on New Fantasyland there?
Meet and greet with Ariel.
Oh, Ariel's Grotto is back. The new meet and greet area. Everything I've seen suggests it's a nice area. They did a nice job with it. We didn't do that. My daughter decided not to do the character meet and greet stuff and prioritize rides this time, so we didn't hit that area. But it's back there. It's open, and hearing good things about it. I think Scott was telling us when he was on the podcast a few weeks ago that it was good and went well. All right, well, our phone lines are open. We'd be happy to take another caller. Otherwise, just work around the room here maybe one last time and maybe wrap things up a little early so that we don't bore you to sleep. We wouldn't want to do that to you. That's true. We haven't heard from Justin yet. Justin, get a mic in Justin's hands. He missed when we were kind of going around the room earlier. Justin West has been with us all along here and just kind of walked into the room a little late after we'd introduced everybody. So, Justin, we were asking people earlier to share their favorite memory of the Diz Dads convention so far.
Well, it's just been great to put the faces with the names. The meet at Aloha Isle was a nice time. I think that's the first time I ran into people, and dinner was great. I didn't make it to some of the ride meets or anything. My family is slow moving in the morning. So, but it's been a good time. Really good to see other dads who enjoy their families and enjoy Disney as much as I do.
All right. Well, we enjoyed meeting you too, Justin, and your family. It's been a lot of fun. All right. And let's see. Where did I leave off? Again, this is the area where Josh helps me. That's right. We haven't heard much from Eric, although he has talked a little bit about his favorite experience. Let me ask you this, Eric. As a Disney veteran, somebody who's traveled to Walt Disney World both solo, with just you and your wife, with your family, let's say we come back in 18 months. What's something that we didn't do this time that you'd like to see us do next time? And I'm putting him completely in the hot seat. I didn't prep him for this.
Okay, well, if it's 18 months away, that means the kids would be able to be out of school at that time. So that would be handy for bringing them back, and there would not be a race to run, so we'd not have to find something to do with the kids while my wife and I were running the race. And I think what might be really fun is to get the kids together, just some sort of kid-focused activity, get them together, because I've seen some of the kids playing around with each other. I saw, I think, your daughter with Barry's tiny son.
Yes.
It was just adorable. And I think anytime you get kids of similar ages together, and I think we've got a pretty good range of ages, but anytime you get kids of similar ages together and they start just playing around, especially in as wonderful a place as this, that might be a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, we actually had Michaela and Madison trying to set up a sleepover during dinner tonight. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's a great idea. Thanks. Anybody else have suggestions for things that, you know, looking ahead, things we didn't do this time that you might like to see us do next time? Got people pondering.
Have more dads here.
Randall wants to see more of you here. Can't hardly disagree with that.
Aaron?
Yeah, go ahead, Carl.
I got one thing. I'd like to see you pick up the tab next time.
That's happened once or twice, at least. I wasn't going to mention
it. I want my $2.
All right, we've got Jason Gilbert live on Skype.
He's from PA. Give him respect.
Hey, Jason, you there?
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Turn down the Mixler sound a little bit. We'll get a little less feedback.
Okay, I don't have mine on.
Okay, now you sound great.
All right.
Now
I was sleeping.
Attention. Go ahead.
I was sleeping, so.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Mark woke me. It's all right. No big deal. See,
it's
so how is it?
PA.
Having a great time. We just wish you were here.
I know. Me too. That's why I'm avoiding everybody. Because I'm trying to avoid Facebook posts and everything. Because Mark tagged me a few times trying to rub it in.
Is somebody
not you.
Somebody,
hey, Mark,
posting on Facebook.
Who won the football game?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Burn.
We lost the call, sorry.
So what's been going on? Everybody's enjoying their trip?
We are. A lot of eating, a lot of drinking, a lot of theme parking.
Lots of Beverly.
That's awesome.
Barry says too damn much running.
And that challenge.
Too much running? Who won the challenge? I didn't even look.
Barry won by about 10 minutes.
Ah, Tim, you killed me. Well, yeah.
So, Jason, what's your suggestion for what we could do next time to make this even better?
Make me be there?
No, we meant for us.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Make it better for you guys.
How was it for the guys falling at home?
I think the best thing for everybody would to have me there. That's what everybody should have did.
I think it would be nice to have one of those like dessert type parties at Epcot Center. We tried to do that this year, but we couldn't because of the marathon.
Yeah, the marathon got in the way of the earlier part of the week, and then the later part of the week we had too many people who had to get back to their working lives, so didn't work this time. So thanks, good point.
The meetups sound like they've been a blast. I'm being self-centered here, but it sounds like you guys are having an amazing time, enjoying. I have been looking at Facebook and looking at the pictures. It looks like you're doing a lot of cool things. And my daughter was actually looking tonight, and she's like, man, I wish we were there.
Jason.
So I definitely think everything seems to be working well. Doesn't sound like these have had any problems. Sounds like the weather's cooperating, and I think you guys did a great job. I'm very happy for you, Aaron. You worked your butt off.
Well, thanks. You know, other than, let's see, Disney screwing up Eric's tickets, and although we got that fixed. And let's see, we had one other minor thing like that.
Jason.
Yes.
Let me just say, it really hasn't been that much fun. It's all been just a big show for you guys that are home. You know, we're just making it look like it was fun, all right? It's been just one big, you know.
News fest.
I'll use Barry and Tim's setup.
Who's winning the 5 meter in the resort there, from the couch to the fridge? Who's won that competition?
Only one so far. We're still running it.
We're still running.
Yeah, there's actually already an appeal to the International Association here, and there's some question about Chris's use of the slide technique and whether that meets the international rules.
Well, if I could rule from here, whoever's drinking the lager wins, the Yingling lager, because that's the closest to me.
Thank you.
We're both drinking.
They're both drinking it, but you know, there have already been rumors of Carl using performance enhancing substances. So
I know I liked you, Jason.
He is from Pennsylvania. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yo, man, come on, man, that bus is getting a little heavy.
All right. Well, you know, if I'm going to be slightly self-critical, I feel like maybe we were over-programmed by about 50%. You know, maybe a few too many organized events, but no, maybe not. No. All right.
I think it was harder for you guys with families to do all the organized events, but for those of us who didn't have families with us, it was just fine. You know, I think it was plenty of time to get from one ride to the next, and nobody really got upset if we were just standing around doing nothing, you know, because that was fun too. It's fun to harass other tourists in the UK. It's fun to tease costume cast members. That was always a lot of fun too.
Whole different perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very different going with that with family.
Go ahead, Joe.
That's what I was going to run off of, Chris, is that we didn't actually join up with the dads on every single event because we're not early risers, so. We showed up when we showed up, but it was mostly about, you know, we had the schedule, thanks to Aaron. Everybody got delivered a schedule of when these events would, so you can come and go as you please. There was no responsibility to be at any one of the meetups. Obviously, like Chris said earlier, Whispering Canyon Cafe, your big opening event, was key. That was when you really got to meet everybody, and we got to represent who this group really was. So, you know, again, come and go as you please is the format, so come next time. Be here.
All right. Well, I will take that advice and run with it for the next round. And I do think we are going to be back. We are going to do this again. We've had too much fun not to. You know, I'm sure my opinion is colored. For those of you who haven't been paying attention to my whining about this previously, we had a unique new experience on this trip with my family because my daughter had a leg injury that she's still dealing with, and so she's been in a wheelchair at Disney World. We learned something very interesting that I had never thought about today, and that is all that brilliant engineer or imagineering in Animal Kingdom, you know, where like there's all that, even the pavement kind of involves you in where you are and helps you know whether you're in Dino Land or Asia or Africa. All that texture, to quote my daughter, made her feel like she was a bobblehead. There just isn't much sock absorption in your standard wheelchair. And so that was an interesting lesson to learn. I'd never thought of that. And something to know. I think that if we were going back to Animal Kingdom, I might look into some other wheelchair options. So, let's see. Just checking on the comments here to see whether there's anything we need to make sure we bring up before we wrap things up a bit. Anybody else have comments? You know, Paul, you're new to the group. You just kind of joined up lately. Paul and I crossed paths in another internet forum in another world far, far away. And we just sort of happened to cross paths on the Disney side. He does a lot of Disney HD video, or has for some time. So, Paul, how's the introduction to this group been?
Very friendly, welcoming. I'm not a dad yet that I know of. So, you know, maybe in the next 18 months, that will change. But we did cross paths, like you said, through other means, and then kind of saw this common connection. And, you know, great group of guys so far came in. They were very welcoming, offered drinks, offered pizza rolls, offered chips, salsa. Tell me to eat more.
All right, well, I'm glad you enjoyed your stay here. I'm glad you're able to come and join us for the podcast. Ariel, you got a mic in your hand. That's a good sign. It means you're going to talk to us.
I wanted to know what everybody thought about the thrill rides.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. I want to know about our comments on the thrill rides. I will say that riding the refurbished Big Thunder Mountain at night was terrific. You know, the bats that you see at night that you don't even really notice at all during the day just makes it a totally different ride. It was terrific. And also on the thrill ride front, it seems Space Mountain has been up and down quite a bit this week. Anybody else notice that?
Yeah. We rode it 5 times in a row.
So. Okay. They rode 5 times in a row. Yeah. Yeah, we rode Tower of Terror, let's see, 4 times yesterday. Tower was going well. And then we had somebody who worked in the shop at Rock and Roller Coaster, and I'm experimenting with PhotoPass Plus on this trip, and so we've been picking up our ride pictures, and the guy at Rock and Roller Coaster heard my daughter talking about how she wanted to go back over to Tower of Terror because it's her favorite ride, and so he wrote out a little note to her, had her bring it to a friend of his who works Tower of Terror, and had his friend, basically we rode once, and then his friend gave us a backdoor pass and took us, without the queue, straight back up to get on another elevator and come down again. So that was a pretty cool experience. So those were good. What was your favorite thrill ride experience of this trip so far, Ariel?
That would probably be the Rock and Roller Coaster.
You've ridden before?
Yeah, last year.
Last year? And it's still your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we like Rock and Roller Coaster a lot, too. And my son was very frustrated. Apparently, he's 54, or wait, what's the height limit on Rock and Roller Coaster? 48. Yeah, apparently he's 48 inches tall in Animal Kingdom, but not in Hollywood Studios. Because he was 48 inches to ride Primeval Hurl 3 times. but... he was not 48 inches to ride Rock and Roller Coaster. Nope, same shoes. So, yeah, that was interesting.
Maybe he grew a lot in one day.
That's right. Maybe he did. Maybe he grew a whole quarter inch in one day or whatever it was that they said he was short. Any other favorite thrill rides, Ariel?
Expedition Everest.
Yeah, Everest was a lot of fun. Still no working Yeti, or at least not at full power. But still a lot of fun. And it was different, you know, when you ride with somebody in a wheelchair, you ride in the back car, and that was a great view. It whips around a bit, and you get a really great view of the Yeti. My daughter mentioned that she'd really never seen him full on like she did from that back car. She was like, wow, that was different. I didn't really notice him.
Well, he was moving.
Well, he was standing still for her, so it helped. All right. Anybody else have something they want to add about a fun thrill ride experience during this trip? All right. Well.
Please stand clear of the door.
Oh, you're about. Josh was about to be my. All right. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this up just a little bit early because we're all ready, I think, to have another one and then head home. So, any last comments from anybody around the room?
Yeah.
All right, Randall.
This Facebook stuff is pretty cool. And thank you, Aaron, for your kind comment welcoming me to the club.
I just wanted everybody prepared and, you know, enjoy their last night here on Earth. Anybody else? Any other final comments around the room? Don?
Yeah, I'd just like to say this has been an excellent experience. I brought my family down and we were staying off site, and I'm thinking, well, this is going to be a little challenging getting to some of the events that were planned. And I have to say that even with the rental car, we were able to make the events maybe a little bit late, but having these guys, oh my God, it's Tim. Everybody say hi to Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Just in time for closing arguments. How are those legs doing?
All right.
Are those jello shots?
No, Tim just limped in with his ice. And, yeah, we have two bits of late breaking news as we tried to wrap up. We had, you know, as breaking news, Tim. And in addition to, in addition to broken down Tim, we just got a text from Dave Zerfus. Dave tells him that Tammy says he will be at the next one. So we now have a commitment, even without a date, that Dave's going to be joining us next
time. Is that
time.
In writing? That text is writing, right? It's bonding?
Well, Aaron? Wait, we have to be careful. The text is from Dave, not from Tammy.
Okay. All right.
Would you please ask Dave to call? I am not his private secretary.
All right. Dave, if you're still listening, Dave, you need to call the show yourself. Randall says he's not your private secretary.
You guys are doing awesome.
So Tim, you've missed out on almost the entire podcast. So why doesn't somebody put a microphone in front of Tim, and we'll just run through the various topics we've discussed, and Tim can give us his takes. We'll call the end of the podcast Tim's takes.
So let me ask you a question. So basically, you guys ran out of ideas then, huh? All right.
So, Tim, any thoughts on New Fantasyland?
I haven't actually been in it this trip, but last when we were here in November, we actually got into the soft opening. So, let's see, Little Mermaid. I would call it the Ariel of Fantasyland. I mean, that's basically what it is. But there's a it's really cool. I really like it. I think they went above and beyond with this, so it's going to be great for all of our kids and all of us too, so it's a really good.
Okay, and let's see, your favorite thrill ride experience of this trip.
My favorite what?
Thrill ride experience.
Oh, thrill ride? Let's see, after I ran 13.1 miles today, I went to Hollywood Studios, changed in the bathroom, and the first ride I went on was Rock and Roller Coaster. So that's my favorite ride in all of Disney, and so that was the first thing I did. So it was really, you know, it was good. It was great.
All right, and your favorite meal of this trip?
Well, I guess it'd have to be Ohana. I couldn't come close to Barry and Aaron's huge pile of shrimp carcasses that were on their plates. I do have pictures on my cell phone that I could send you guys to check that out. It was amazing. I thought I thought I did okay with like 30 shrimp. These guys put down at least 100 plus shrimp each.
Yeah, I think at one point Barry and I had made the grill run out of shrimp for a bit, so we had to wait a while to get replenished.
Aaron, did anyone come to your guys' table and tell you that they ran out of shrimp? Because I told my waiter to send someone over to your table. So,
wait, we didn't have that, but we did have. Actually, this was really funny. As we were leaving, one of the bussers had come by our table, and you know, we just got up and we were starting to walk away. And as we walked by, he kind of just says under his breath, "Man, you guys must just hate shrimp." Because you're eating them all.
I'll add something now that you're talking about shrimp, which is this has nothing to do with shrimp whatsoever. But
squirrel?
Yes. We will segue away from shrimp right into something else. I don't know. I know that I'm sure you guys, you know, chatted and whatnot. I mean, I didn't see you guys as much as I probably would have liked, although we did get in on Friday. So, and with the run. With the run today, you know, I didn't get a real chance to hang out with everybody, but I really think that this was a really good time to meet people in person, except for Randall, of course, but I already met him before. So, but to meet everybody in person was a really cool experience. That's right. Even though I was 10 minutes behind Barry, I made it, and I don't think I broke my leg. So, but I think it was a really cool experience to meet everybody and I'm glad that it was scheduled this weekend, which was cool, because I know a lot of the guys were running and whatnot. But, you know, hopefully I'll be back to the DDC. Wait, DDCC? Yeah. Numero two. Dose. Oh, speaking of Dole Whips, my friend Barry. Barry, where are you going to be tomorrow? Magic Kingdom. All right, I'll see you in the evening. He owes me Dole Whips for life. Check his signature.
All right, and on that note, oh, Carl, go ahead.
My comments by saying, echoing earlier comments, saying thank you for setting this up. I also want to thank Tim and Barry for your little shenanigans you pulled. Because that was like a year and a half of, you know, excitement. So, yeah, you guys built that up real well. Glad you both finished the race. It was excellent being on Team Team. You know, Team Tim, Barry, you still did a good job. But
hey, Carl, let me add one thing real quick. I heard that, I'm not going to say who said it, but somebody told Barry that he was in a lose-lose situation. Either A, he beat me and he beat a cripple, or B, he's going to let a cripple beat him. So he was in a lose-lose situation today. But
that,
I will say that was me. Oh,
that
was you. I will say it was real. The race itself, I don't know, did anyone talk about the race? I see some medals here, but the race was a really cool experience. We made it right through. I ran with Barry right to mile 7. Oh, sorry, man, Carl, I'm taking over. We ran through Magic Kingdom and that was really it was really something. I mean, when you're running with 25,000 other people, I mean that was something. And the whole thing started with me texting Barry just saying, "Hey, want to run in the half marathon, and then neither of us are runners, so that's kind of how it all went down. But he stuck with me to mile 7, and then I just told him to go because between not running and the legs starting to act up, had to kind of take it easy from that point forward. But hey, I finished 10 minutes behind you. That's not too bad. So, and for our first one, what are we expecting? So, and we didn't die. That was our biggest thing. So, and we're here to talk. So, all right. Sorry, Carl. Go ahead. That's right. I'm done.
Nobody died. And I should add the other piece of this story that we just heard at dinner tonight, which is that Barry accepted the challenge from the hospital while Ryder was being born. Oh, sign up for the race. Right, sign up for the race as Ryder was being born in the hospital.
All right, Aaron, the other thing was, one thing I was shocked about, never thought I'd feel guilty, but coming down here solo, I started missing the family. Barry, your kids came up, grabbed my hand, said, "You're riding this ride with me." I have to thank Bambi for that because they're not Barry's. We know where all that kind-heartedness came from, but when they came up, yeah, that made me feel like my family was here. And I know Chris, Scott, and all the other soul guys, without their families being here, so it's a little tougher than we thought it would be.
All right, well
said, Carl.
You've heard from us. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at podcast@dizdads.com. Visit our blog, dizdads.com. Tweet us at dizdadspodcast on Twitter, or participate in the discussions in our forums at boards.dizdads.com. You can also check out the live blog that we've been doing, a lot of pictures and things from the event at the Tumblr. It's linked from dizdads.com. So until next time, it's been Aaron Rittmaster, and hopefully we'll come at you live again sometime soon.